Here are some key lessons and insights from the article. 1. Influence of the Church. The article underscores the idea that the Church's influence should be a positive force in the world. Members should pray earnestly to obtain the power to make their influence beneficial, bringing life to others. 2. Practical Christianity. The call for practical Christianity goes beyond a short-term commitment. It's about living a Christ-like life throughout one's lifetime, not just in words but in actions. 3. Denying Christ. The article points out that a person who claims to be a Christian but doesn't demonstrate practical godliness is, in fact, denying Christ through their actions. 4. Zeal and Service. It questions how others can recognize believers as followers of Christ if they don't actively serve and demonstrate their faith through good works. 5. Commitment. God desires committed and wholehearted followers. Lukewarm or half-hearted Christians are seen as more harmful than avowed unbelievers. 6. Pretense of Godliness. Some individuals lead lives of pretense when it comes to godliness. Such individuals need the grace of Christ to transform their hearts. 7. Sanctification. The article highlights that God's ultimate goal is the sanctification of His people. We are chosen to be holy, and through faith in Christ, we can be made complete and reflect His righteousness. 8. Obedience to God's law. Perfect obedience to God's law is expected, but it's only achievable through the grace of Christ. The promise is that those who hunger for righteousness will be filled. 9. Partakers of the divine nature. God provides the power to become His children through Christ. We can strive for eternal life by becoming partakers of the divine nature. 10. Reflection of God's glory. God's people are called to reflect His glory to the world. To do so, they must cleanse their hearts, study His word, and assimilate it into their lives. 11. Sanctification as God's will. God's will for us is our sanctification. We should desire to align our desires and inclinations with His divine mind. 12. Words and justification. The article reminds us that our words can either justify or condemn us, underscoring the importance of our speech in reflecting our faith. These insights stress the importance of living out one's faith through practical actions, seeking sanctification, and being wholehearted followers of Christ. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2 verse 10.